Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, January the 16th. This month is moving right along. Tuesday, January the 16th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to move further down the rabbit trail. You guys know we finished up 2017 with the bang. We wrapped up the series entitled Replacing Error with Truth, where I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified some very, very important information. Hopefully you were tuned into that series. For some strange reason, you did not listen to that series. It is available at the website, or just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. During that series, we broke down the fact that everybody on the planet is unknowingly worshiping the Archons. We broke down the Archons, who they are, where they came from, what they are about. We broke down the definition of the word arc on. And again, arc means original. On has to do with the pattern or the code or the DNA. So we tapped into the fact that everybody on this earth is disconnected from Agathon. So we talked about in the original text the name of Pleroma or Pleru, which is where we get the word benevolent or good, or the word God. And we talked about there is an absolute state that exists that is one. This state is complete goodness or godness. And so the word God comes from this mental state. And we talked about how this state fell down into what we call polarity. So today we want to break down this polarity that is connected by what is called the corpus callosum biologically, or the corpus Christos or Christ spiritually. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, like myself, is engaged in a battle between left brain and your right brain. The battle between good and evil. The battle between up and down. The battle between rich and poor. The battle between black and white. We live in a world of duality. And that is proof positive of the statements that I am getting ready to make. There is a duality that is an illusion on this dimension. And the higher realms, which I talk about inside of the word, where we get the word ether or the word etheric, which simply means spirit. And I've been doing this my entire life. And when I was unsuccessful, and I started hanging out with people that were very successful, and I found that those people usually existed in one extreme. The difference between a rich person and a poor person is their ability to understand or to perceive these extremes. And it's very important, brothers and sisters, today that as we move forward in 2018, especially for the part of the life management system, for the rest of this year, we're just going to be focusing on how to live in the spirit realm, how to stop vibrating and be still. So today we're talking about how to be still and know instead of vibrating and don't know. And we want to look at the science, and we also want to look at the spirituality behind that statement and what it means for you and me. As you know, going into the end of 2017 and the beginning of 2018, I talked about if you knew what I knew or know, we probably would not be friends. And I shared a lot of the statements that I know, and we are still, a lot of us, still friends. I've lost a few people on the way. But doing this life management, because of the depth and the amount of information, I've been simplifying what I'm doing to make it more accessible to everybody. I mean, it's very difficult because most people don't have the time or the willingness or the desire to spend 7 to 10, sometimes 12 hours a day sitting in behind a computer researching information. Now, for some reason or another, I find that fascinating and exciting, and so I could do that all day, every day. And so I've delivered a program that is based upon that concept of that ideal, and that now that has been changed so that way everybody can understand and benefit or receive the benefits of what I call behavioral modification, or what the Bible calls kleros or kleru, which means kleronomics, which is the household management of the soul. So right now you're listening to me, and if your brain is operating in the beta state or beta wave state, you are in hell. Now, we have all been taught what hell means from a biblical perspective, but if you look it up again in the ancient text, it's from the word S-H-E-O-L. So I triple dare you to go look that one up. So since we don't really know, because we don't know, so how do we know what we don't know? That's the purpose of the life management system. So how do we honestly create a world of wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships when we don't even know wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships? So we all think that wealth is material. We don't really know. We all think that health means that you live a certain quantity of life and then you die. We have not been taught that the telomeres is the only reason that die. Everything in the body renews and regenerates itself. So if you wasn't programmed to die, you would not die. And so since we don't know that we're not that we shouldn't die, we should transition. Then we get into wisdom, and we don't know because we haven't been taught that that history is the his, H-I-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S, and keep going. It's the his, or it's the snake story. So when you're looking at and when you read history, history is written by the winner of wars, and the snake, the reptilians, the Dracos, they've been winning all the wars. And since we don't know, how do you know what you don't know? And so all I do is I ask the Father every day I wake up, help me see, because I can't see. It's the blind leading the blind, exactly like the scripture says. So I know I'm blind. Nobody has to come up and tell me I'm blind. Now, people tell me all the time, hey, Brother Will, you blind? Yes, no shiznits, I'm blind. Tell me something I don't know. Can you tell me how to see? Well, now, I don't know how to see, dog, but I know you're blind. Okay, that dog don't hunt. So all I do every day, I wake up every day and I ask the Father to open my eyes, to remove the scales from my eyes, because I think I know, but I don't. And so what I find is that my brain is always producing an electromagnetic pulse. It's a wave or it's a vibration. It is left brain, right brain. And so we've been taught that that's normal. Is there anybody? Now, we've been taught that everything that we do is normal. And then when I research everything that we do, I find out that it's not normal. It's not, we're the only species, if I use that word very loosely, on Earth that is self-defeating. We're the only species that do things that kills us. No other organisms perpetuate in activities that leads to its own demise. We go places that we shouldn't go. We hang out with people we shouldn't hang out with. We eat foods. We drink. We drive cars. We live in air-conditioned homes. We live in concrete jungles. We hang out with people that we know don't have our best interests at heart. We do things that we know we shouldn't do, but we do them anyway. And that's because of the ego, the negative habit pattern. And so I've spent my entire life identifying my negative habit pattern. So now I help other people identify their negative habit pattern, and it's hard. Nobody, I ain't met nobody yet that really dislike themselves, like honestly, like for real. People say that all the time, but everybody loves themselves. You can tell because there ain't nobody going to put a gun to their own head. Some people do, but most people don't. So what am I saying? Well, let's jump into Psalms chapter 46. So in the Helios Biblius, in the Bible, it says in Psalms 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So there is God, which isn't the God that we have. So as I've said since the beginning of time, I've challenged people, and I ain't got nobody yet, because again, the $10,000 that I got up for grabs, can't nobody take, because can't nobody prove that what I'm saying is not true. So again, I've been saying this for the last 10 years. I got $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong. Nobody has, and a lot of people listen to my show, contrary to popular belief. People on the DL listen to it, because y'all know now we got technology that can track certain things and certain stuff. And it's very interesting, especially when I go on like YouTube and Facebook, LinkedIn, TubeMogul, you know, anymeeting.com. All of this stuff has, they got back end stuff that trace and can tell me. So I got people who talk about me, but yet they listen to all my shows, and then I see them regurgitating what I just said on their show. Very interesting. But in public, they can't support me, but in private, you know, they want to be like me. Now, I ain't no guru. All I have is one thing. In the Bible, it's called aletheia. Aletheia is a Greek word that means the love of the truth. Very few people have that, as I've come to know. Now, I thought people who look me in the eyeballs and say, Brother Will, you know, I love God and I just want to do what's right, brother. You know, family members tell me that all the time. But then I tell them the truth and they don't love God. They love tradition. And it's very interesting, because if you're really honest, now, again, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but the secrets of the entire universe is within inside the body. Now, anybody who studied any biology knows that. You cannot look at the human eye and then be a Satanist or believe in that God doesn't exist. So the secrets of the whole, as the Bible says, do you not know that the body is the temple of God? So if it's in the Bible, that this is what blows me away, because the people who got Bibles say that's not true. But I get it from your Bible. I don't even read the Bible no more. I ain't got to read it. I just read my body. Because my body is the Bible, and my Bible is the body. They both are saying the same thing. Memory is a holographic process. Let me say that again. Your memory. Now, if I take away your memory, who are you? If you woke up tomorrow morning and you have amnesia and you have no recollection of your past, who are you? Now, let me say that again. You are the sum total of your memories, your memes. Now, M-E-M-E. As I've said on a plethora of shows, please go to Google or your favorite search engine or dictionary.com and please look up the definitions of those words. Because the oldest culture in the histories of histories is the Phoenicians. Where we get the word definitions. They are the archons of the world. Archon simply means prince. So when you go into the Helios Biblos in the Bible and you read it in Ephesians chapter 6, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against prince of palities. They talk about the archons. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years. When I first found this out and I left the church, people thought I had bumped my head. But see, I was born at night, but I wasn't born at last night. Something happened to me when I was a kid that probably didn't happen to you, so you don't have the resolve that I have. So my mother died following somebody who had a Bible. So on Mother's Day, I don't send out no Mother's Day cards. On Mother's Day, I ain't at the freaking Golden Corral. On Mother's Day, I'm not celebrating. So since my mother died from this day, from that day to this, and I will continue, because I know my mother should be here. So my resolve is a little different from yours. So I have righteous indignation that most people don't, because on Mother's Day, you can go see your mother. Some of you can relate, because some of you, your mother's not here either. But see, my mother went out and she didn't have to go out like that. Now, was it her fault? Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. All I know, she ain't here. So my children grew up without a grandmother. So when people tell me, you know, oh, Doc, you know, man, why are you so adamant? See, as I've said on many shows, I'd rather die today to live on the earth than to live in lies. I'm the most real people on the planet, but it's very interesting because people think the opposite because I project the opposite. See, I worked in a supermax prison where you don't never wear your true colors on your shoulders because you get stuck in the back. So I present myself a certain way on purpose. I ain't stupid. I may look stupid. You may think I'm stupid, but I ain't stupid. So this system that we live in is designed to make you think one thing while all the time it is something else. Now, just like in The Matrix, you know, I love the movie The Matrix because O'Boy says it very, very succinctly in The Matrix or in the movies. He says, you're here because you know something. Everybody, y'all listening to me because you know something. Now, what you know, you can't explain. But you feel it. Anybody can relate. Now, you feel it in your, you felt it your entire life. When I was a little kid, I remember I used to walk into Dozier's grocery store, the store, and Mr. Dozier's would follow me around. And when I was a little kid, I noticed certain things. So when I was a little kid growing up in Forest, Texas, you know, I noticed that all of the white folks lived on that side of the street and all the black folks, it was FM 359. And on the other side of FM 359, all the black folks lived. And I remember walking over to the white folks out of town when I was a little kid, and I saw the houses. They was different from my house. I saw the cars. They was different from my cars. So I knew something was different. I just didn't know what. I didn't understand. Now, I ain't no kid no more. I'm a grown-ass man, and I walk outside, and I still see the same thing. I go to Walmart right now. They still follow me around. If I drive after 2 a.m., I get pulled over for driving while black. So I know something's off. Now I know what it is. I know it's a system that was developed by the Archons that is based upon this thing that we call, again, institutional. It's not individual. It's institutionalized now. So the dominant culture, not the dominant individual. We're not rising against a dominant individual. We're rising against a dominant cult, which is a dominant culture. So the word culture has the word cult in it. Now, if you don't know what a cult is, you know, you might want to go to dictionary.com and pimp the game because that's what you're in. So now I just asked the Father, okay, Father, what is the cult? So he showed me that this is a Luciferian cult, that everything is based upon sex magic or snake magic or 666 or sex. It has to do with the controlling of your hormones. It is an oxymoron or an oxytocin. Notice those two words. Look at the word oxytocin, which is the chemical for love. Change the T and the C, what you get. Just don't tell nobody I told you. Look at the word oxytocin. Change the letters around because letters are feathers. And the word oxytocin, which is what you think love is. And so when you feel, you say, oh, brother, I'm in love with you. I love you, brother Will. I love you, brother. That's oxytocin. So, again, if you ain't got no memory, if you ain't got no chemicals, what do you got? Nothing. So our whole world is built upon chemicals that's released by electricity that's controlled by your mentality. So until you deal with your mentality, you can't affect your reality. So I live in the mentality world where everybody else lives in the physical world, and they tell me them two dogs don't hunt. Well, they do. Because the things that affect other people don't affect me because I don't live in the physical. I live in the mental. So when everything happens in the physical, I already see it coming in the mental. Because it takes about a good 30 to 90 days for whatever you got in your head to manifest in your hands. Most people can't wait that long. Me, I just sit in the back and watch. It's crazy. Now, I used to be a hoop jumper too. I used to listen to and take orders from other people. And what other people told me to do, I used to do it. I don't do that no more, brother. I don't do that no more, sister. Why? Now I learned how to be still. Now, remember, I used to tell you guys, I had a hard time. My brain wouldn't turn off. Now, I went to psychologists. They say, hey, dude, you bipolar, here's some pills. I'm like, that dog don't hunt. But I know other people who their brains don't turn off. So let me give you the definition of the word hell. Hell is when the brain don't turn off. I got something called biological or scientific proof. It's the beta wave state. There's an alpha state, there's a theta, and then there's a delta. So if you don't understand the different states of mind that you're in right now as I'm speaking to you, you're in one of those states. Nobody just told me there's actually seven different states of mind that I've already done, which is the reason why I did the seven series that break that, that lines up exactly with the seven chakras, that lines up with this with exactly with the seven emotions. Now notice the word emotion is the word energy in motion. Until your energy stops being in motion, you can't communicate with the big G. Now I found that out personally. I don't know about you guys, but I don't teach nothing I ain't personally did. So I don't teach theory. I only teach theorem. So when I figured this out, I figured that out. I said, hey man, let me try it and see. So I realized that I was a pretty good low vibrational being. So when I was walking around the streets in Richmond, Texas, man, you know what? I was pretty good at fun, fighting, and effing. I had a lot of fun. I got in a plethora of fights, and I did my share of effing. Don't get it twisted. So when I was on that level, that's called the root chakra. That's the lowest vibration. That's, again, beta wave state. That's your brain don't turn off. That's when you're operating in the three Fs. That's when you got. That's when you're full of fear. You're full of doubt. That means until you release fear and put faith in self, faith in God, faith in something outside, something bigger than you, you will always oscillate at level. Your brain won't turn off. You'll be just like me. You go to bed at night, you stay there, and you stare at the ceiling, because your brain don't turn off. Now, they got medication for that. That's temporary. That's a inhibitor. You guys know how medication works, right? Okay, in case you don't. You know, you got synapses. And between the synapses, they call it the synapses gap. Well, they got medication. Everything that you look at all the medication you take, I guarantee you it's an inhibitor. That means it gets in between the synapses gaps, and it prevents the neurons from firing. Now, to the average Joe, that don't mean shizness, but to me, that means everything, because that's how you control people. That's why in the Bible it says that in the last days, the great men of renown, the one percenters, they will control the whole world through sorcery. Well, I looked at the word sorcery in the original text, it means pharmakeia. And the word pharmakeia means pharmacy. And the word pharmacy means drugs. So they give you drugs over the counter, under the counter, between the counter, don't matter, still a drug. To do what? To interrupt the signal. What signal? The signal that is being released from your neurons, between your neurons. That's why you do what you do. So people who do stuff, they do it because the signal tells them to do it. So how about you turn off the signal? You stop doing bad stuff. That's what I did. Now, most people do that by medicine. I do that by thought. So I can change anything I want to change, anytime I want to change it, by my thoughts, not by my drugs. So that's what I teach in my system. I teach, again, thought control. But there's a problem, because there is a dude called Thought, T-H-O-T-H. He's the bad dude. His name is Dehuti. Dehuti is the Egyptian word that means green ones. So the green ones are reptiles. That's why you got a reptile brain sitting on top of your spinal cord. He, they, it controls that. That's why it talks about that in the Bible. They just didn't. Now, remember, the Bible is a book that tells you how to go from point A to point B with no instructions. No specific step-by-step instructions. So the ancient text just gives you the step-by-step instructions that the Bible leaves out. So the Bible isn't people, you know, who get to my level of understanding, they don't like the Bible. Because the Bible is a book that talks about the archons. Well, I don't worship the archons. But the archons replaced the agathons. So if you don't know that, then you're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So it's real easy, because I understand the difference between, as I've challenged everybody to look it up, and I will challenge, ask, beg, plead, get on my knees, and ask you to look up the definition of what Christos, and then look up the definition of what Christos. Look up Flavius Josephus. Look up the five families that wrote Christianity. Don't believe me? Look it up. It just go to Google and type it in. It pops right up. They ain't even trying to hide it anymore, because they know ain't nothing you can do about it. So do you think you're going to take on, just like when I see when I see these brothers out here talking about, you know, they're going to take on the government. Negro, if you don't sit down somewhere. Well, you don't understand, Brother Will, man. It's a conspiracy, man. The black, they're trying to hold us down, brother. No shizness. They've been doing that since the beginning of time. I don't think they're going to stop no time soon. So don't fight the system. Get out. So Brother Will, what are you saying? I'm saying, say that the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. No devils, no demons, knowledge. I spend all my time doing one thing, getting knowledge. I don't fight devils and demons like everybody else do. I don't need nobody to lay hands on me. I don't need nobody to pray for me. I can pray for my damn self. I need knowledge. You do too. Now, the only problem is that you just don't, you, not you personally, but other people you know, they think they need the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Now, is it great to have one of those? Sure. I like those. I used to be one. But unfortunately, I wasn't born with one. Therefore, I ain't going to die with one. So if it is to be, it's up to me. Now, that's why I raised my kids. They doing pretty good. If it is to be, it is up to me. Now, if somebody pulls alongside of me and tell me, Brother Will, I'm with you, dog. I want to help you. That's cool. But people come into your life for a season and for a reason, and then they gone, homie. And so if your ass don't overstand that, you're going to be in deep kimchi. Because that's the system. That's the dominant culture. People come into your life. Now, people, again, are controlled. The people who control are themselves controlled. So do you think I volunteered to, you know, be a bad guy? No. I was born in a little hick town called Forestry, Texas. Certain things happened to me in my life that made my environment, the people around me, they put things into my head. They said certain things, and I grew up with that same belief system. But it's whack. But I can't get rid of it. Now, I did this show yesterday, Why You Can't Change. Now, your ego, in case you don't know, does what they call the ego strategy. Now, I broke that down on yesterday's show. I recommend you listen to it because that's what's going on in your life. Excuse me. And you try to change that. Contrary to popular belief, you can't change God. Because God said he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. As those old folks say back in the day, forever. So you can't. You can change your ego, you can change yourself, you can change the fake, the false you, but you can't change God. That's why he says, be still. See, all this vibrational stuff you're doing, what is vibrational thoughts? So the more thoughts you have, the more demonic you are, Brother Will. I'm talking about, again, this is my message. This is what the Father gave me. I figured it out. Hey, and it worked. So I'm just sharing with you what worked for me. Now, it may not work for you. I don't know what God you serve. Because remember, the devil transformed himself into an angel of light. And he transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. Now, most of y'all got, you know, ministers of righteousness. So I just might want to tell y'all, you know, you might want to pimp the game. Another study for another time. In other words, I wouldn't put a lot of faith in, you know, other people, although they mean well. People who control are themselves controlled, and they don't know. The word control, again, means con, C-O-N, that means to swindle. Troll, T-R-O-L, that means large, clumsy demon. So large, clumsy demon who swindles people. Now, you ever met any control freaks? Now, I'm one. I'm retired. I'm a retired control freak. Now, my children, I can bring them on here. They'll tell you. Yeah, that Negro was crazy. See, I just figured out the game, and I just realized, you know what? I'm a love without ownership. So now I love people without trying to own them. Now, I know that's probably contrary to your theology. I don't know nobody who loves stuff that they don't own. Nobody. Nobody go over to their neighbor's house and wash their neighbor's car that they don't own. Hell, we barely wash our own car that we make payments on every day. So I recommend that you go outside yourself. That's how you get in contact with the big G, the planet. See, the big G is unlimited benevolence. We call it love. Love is a watered-down version of benevolence. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely important, because this is the only way you get off the planet. This is the only way that you exit the matrix. This is the only way. Now, I'm not talking about this selfless doormat stuff where you let people, you know, walk on you and you just become a basically a enabler. And you just enable people to continue to treat you like trash. That dog don't hunt. You can separate yourself from somebody and still love somebody. Sometimes you got to love people at a distance. Some people, they just can't. They just don't get it. You just have to wait for them to get it. And if they don't get it, okay, they don't get it. But if they got a pure heart, the Bible says this. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Bible says, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. So that's what I did. So on January the 1st of 2009, I knew something was off. I didn't know what, but I knew something was off. just like in the Matrix. So I started there. Now, brothers and sisters, I got to go deeper down the rabbit trail and tell you something that's very, very dangerous. See, when I lose, I win. When I fail, I succeed. When I win, I win. And when I succeed, I succeed. So if you notice in my life, win, lose, or draw, I win. So I don't have degrees of sin. I don't have good and evil like other people do. So people tell me all the time my behavior is bad. In my brain, there is no such thing. Because in the big G's brain, there's no such thing. Let me tell you the secret to life. Lasting positive change only occurs, according to science, when the conscious, subconscious, and the unconscious, in English, that is the paleo, that is the neo, and that is the reptile, is divided in half and three layers. So you got a reptile brain. On top of the reptile brain is the paleo, which means old, cortex, which means covenant. On top of the paleo cortex, you have the neo. Neo means N-E-O, turn it around, O-N-E, one, which means new. So you got the new, and the word cortex, C-O-R-T-X, means covenant. So you got the new covenant. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, only way to change, which you're not really changing, you just, the only way to leave ego and to vibrate in your spirit. Now, they both exist. They don't change. You can manipulate them. You can play them around. But you can't play, like the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. In other words, you don't play with sin. You just cut it off. If you got gangrene and it's, you know, you just gotta amputate. Thankfully, we can grow our limbs back. They don't want us to know that, but we got the same thing as the salamander does. So if you find a lizard and cut his tail off, the lizard's tail grows back. Now, again, go talk to any. Oh man, look, it's snowing outside. Wow. I take a pause break. Man, there's little drops of snow. Anyway, if you take a lizard's tail, cut off his tail, it grows back. Now, if you take your arm, cut off your arm, how come it don't grow back? Now, the doctors know. They're not going to tell you. You might want to research that. There's a book called The Body Electric. You might want to read it. It's free on Google. Now, I don't recommend nobody go prove the theory. I'm just going to believe it. I'm not going to try it. However, if I would lose a limb, I'm going to remember the book that I read called The Body Electric, where it breaks this down. You might want to check it out yourself. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, because, you know, anybody can say statements, but lasting change only occurs when the conscious, subconscious, unconscious brain come together, agree, and align. That's the only way you bring about lasting change. That's the only way I've brought about lasting change. The enemy knows that. So the enemy's going to make damn sure that your unconscious brain. Now, your unconscious brain is unconscious. It's like right now. Is anybody thinking about their heart beating? No. Is anybody thinking about the liver processing or your kidneys filtering out the waste products from your blood, transporting it down to through your urethra down to your bladder, so that way you can go urinate a little bit later. Is anybody thinking about that process? No. Why? It is unconscious. The unconscious brain controls your life. And so until you tap into what you are unconsciously doing, that you're giving to your subconscious to activate your conscious, your dogs, they don't hunt, as I found out through my own life. So now all I do is I ask myself one question every day. And the only way I can get an answer is by turning my brain off. It's called be still and know. Now, the Bible says this in Psalms 46, which we read at the beginning of the show. So let me go back to Psalms 46, and let me make sure you understand Psalms 46, verse 10. Because if you are still, you're going to know something. But if it's still, it's real. Now, the problem is nobody has been taught. At least nobody taught me. Let me raise that. Nobody taught me how to be still. I've always been on the go. I got what they call destination addiction. I'm addicted to going. That's why my black ass can't stay in one spot. Now, if you don't do the research on yourself, all I do all day, every day is research Brother Willie. People think I got time to spend, you know, getting other folks' business. Man, I ain't got time to watch no damn Love and Hip Hop or this, that, and other. Do you know taking care of me is 24 is a full-time job? I got to work overtime to keep my black behind out of prison. I don't know about you. So I work all day, every day on ensuring that I overstand shitness that most people don't care about, because I'm not going to die the same way I was born. I don't know about you, but I'm leaving an inheritance for my children's children. So I was in a position, like my son called me the other night, said, "Dad, you know what? Times are hard, man, and I'm a little short." "Oh, okay, BJ, what's up, dog?" "Well, you know, I need about $100 rent." "I ain't no problem, man." See, I want to be in a position, brother. I want to be in a position, sister, to leave an inheritance for my children's children. I don't know about you. Now, we can talk, but at the end of the day, dog, does your dogs hunt? That doesn't matter. Do you get results? Can you solve problems? See, rich people solve problems. Poor people don't. That's it. So if you can't solve problems, what kind of religion you got, I don't care how much money you got, I don't care how tall you are, I don't care how pretty you are, I don't care if you got a big booty or a little booty, I don't care if you got big feet or little feet, I don't care what you got, can you solve problems in your own life? I'm not talking about your neighbor, your life. So when I got a problem, I solve it. Now, a lot of people don't like the way I solve problems, but it works for me. See, I'm not no long-term dude. You guys know, I got my frequent training. So if I need to lose 100 pounds, it takes me about less than 30 days. Now, most people, the doctors, they say, it's not healthy to lose that much weight in, you know, 30 days. Well, since I've done it about 30 times already, and life is good, I'm all right. So it works for me. Now, I'm not going to tell you to use my system of frequent intense training and go to the gym and crank the treadmill up on 10 and then jump on the treadmill, you know, for 30 seconds and then jump off, get your heart rate up to 170, 80, and 90. You might pass out. So I'm not going to tell you to do it. I'm just going to tell you how I do it. Now, you can pray like I do and ask the Father. Now, again, this is what be still means. Being still means you turn your brain off and other people's brains, and you only connect with the Father. Now, one thing my mother taught me that I'll always remember is how to pray. Now, I can't remember too much. It's been a long time. But one thing I'll never forget is my mama taught me how to pray, and it's not what's taught in church. So this is how you get in contact with God, in case y'all don't know. See, the Bible says that when you pray, go into your closet. Now, I know a lot of people, the only time they pray is when they get out their closet, they put on their Sunday best, and then they go, they turn over every chair, and they scream and tell them, but then they go home. They never talk to God. Now, all I know is I saw my mama do all of that crying and stuff at home in her closet. And then when she went to the church, she'd sit in the back and be quiet. That's what I do. Why? That dog hunts. So you can go out, you know, you can put on a show. That's cool. But when you finish, you might want to go home in your closet. In other words, your private spot. You don't need no music. You don't need no damn journals. You don't need no vision board. You don't need no thing. Because those are distractions. That's part of the Archon system to keep you from getting in contact with God. See, the Bible says, be still and know. That lets me know that if I ain't still, I ain't going to know. So all my life, I ain't been still. And just recently, in the last year or so, that I finally figured out the game, that the reason I keep going and leaving somewhere is because I was never taught to sit down and be still. Now, I saw it, but I didn't see no value in it. And so that's a lot of things that you've seen, but you may not see value in it. So just because you know something, what good is it to know how to read, but you never pick up a book? you might as well not know how to read. Because if you know how to do something but you never do it, what good is knowing how to do it? So, brothers, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because this is extremely important. Because there's a book called Corpus Humanica, which is written by this old guy that they used to call Thrice Hermes, or which just means three times greatest. He means he's great three times. Now, what's interesting is that when you read this stuff, people get all interesting because it's the same guy, but different cultures have different names, but it's the same dude. So if you go over to Japan, you know, it's Buddha. Here in the West, it's Jesus. If you go over in Africa, you know, it's somebody else. But it's interesting when you trace it all the way back, it always comes back to the same source. But, you know, most people ain't, you know, we ain't got time to do that. You see, your ego, the false you, clings on to the ideal of this world. So what happens is, just like in the movie The Matrix, we are in love with our illusions, our perceptions. These are temporary constructs that our feeble mind has established to justify our existence, because our existence really is not real as far as eternity. Now, what does that mean? That just simply means that there's a part of us that is called the human ego. The ego has no purpose. So it's just kind of like, now think for a moment. What is the purpose of your body? Now, the body takes a lot of energy. You got to breathe. You got to put water. You got to food, you know, sex. A lot of this the body takes. So the body is a temple. It hosts the Ruach of the Numa, but it's not the Ruach of the Numa. So you are a spirit that has a steering wheel or a loading device or a computer or a keyboard called a soul that is tapping instructions into a body. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You are an eternal, celestial being, but you got to be able to connect with this terrestrial body. How do we do that? Well, you need a soul. Now, the soul is the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. That allows you those five things. That's your computer. That's your keyboard. And so with your mind, with your will, with your emotions, with your imaginations, with your intellect, you now activate the body. So what if I can manipulate your spirit? So I can put in the anti-spirit. Now, as I talked about in the last series, Replacing Error with Truth, we read from a book called The Apocryphon of John that talked about how Yabato, again, did not have the breath to blow into man to make him a living soul. His breath wasn't powerful enough, we'll put it that way. In other words, the fake God couldn't activate you. So he had to borrow, quote unquote, money from the big God or some activating power, if you will, to activate you. So now we got, again, the artificial wind. It's called Mariah wind. Anybody want to blow the cookies? Anybody? Anybody want to blow the cookies? Oh, you do? Okay. Go to Google and type in Mariah wind. M-O-R. Kind of like Mariah Carey, just changed the A. Type in Mariah wind, Pimp the Game, and read what it says. Or just read the Apocryphon of John, or just listen to the last series I just did on replacing error with the truth, because you got an artificial spirit. Now, if there's a Holy Spirit, ring, ring, hello, that might be an unholy one. I'm just saying. I mean, I know genius. I know guru. You know, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. So if there's a Holy Spirit, there is an unholy spirit. So now, the question is, which one you got? And see, most people don't really open. This is why I lose everybody. So in the ancient text, it talks about this artificial spirit, and it says the artificial spirit is what we call mass or matter. All of it, not some of it. Now the Bible says that, again, there's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that he looks around, you know, he's looking for one, he cannot find one. There is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that my righteousness is as a filthy rag. Now, so I'm not making this up. So therefore, I'm going to go along with what, you know, the Constitution says, which is my Constitution is the Bible. So I already know. So the Bible says, wretched and undone man that I am. So he said, take the coals, cleanse my lips, here I am. So I understand all of that. Now, for some people think there's something salvageable in the body. I just know that the body was not created by the big G. It was created by the Archon, according to everything that we know. Now, there may be some shiftness that we don't know, that when we find out, hey, that might change our understanding. But as of today, every ancient text, every word, every symbol, everything says the same thing when you trace it back to its original, which is this is an unauthorized production. Now, that's tough for most folks. Overstand. That ain't tough for me because I already know. Because like in the Matrix, something's off. I don't know. I just walk outside and I saw some fool posted something on Facebook where a grown lady was slapping a little baby. I'm talking infant, 3 months old, just slapping in the face. Plow, plow. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know nobody in their right mind that would do that. So that means she ain't in her right mind. So whose mind she got? That means there is a spirit that has taken possession over her mind, her will, her emotions, her imagination, and her intellect. Now, they make movies about that crap all the time. And y'all go and watch it. And then y'all go home and forget, thinking it's not real. Yeah, that shit is real, homie. Now, the enemy got a three-step process. It's called oppression, depression. Then he sprinkles in a little recession called lack of money. Then that leads to possession. So there may be somebody listening to me right now that's under the influence of the Cosmogrator. Hopefully you're not, but you could be. Why? You've been oppressed. Oppressed, cruel, harsh, unjust treatment that is perceived. Doesn't have to be real. Usually it is. But if anything cruel, anything harsh, anything unjust that happened to you, it was sent into your life to make you oppressed. That's step one. Once you get oppressed, then the second thing happens, you get depressed. Now, the word depression means a lowering of one mental state. See, he got to get you to lower down. Now, you was happy, bubbly, go-lucky, and then some dude comes into your life, and then they lower your mental state. Why? They got to make room for a new one. And that's when he shows up. And then you go out and you do the process for somebody else. So the enemy got this three-step process, oppress, depress, possess, oppress, depress, possess. And he got it down to a science. So that's why I don't do oppression. Now, remember, oppression can only happen if you got something called feelings, emotion, a.k.a. oxytocin. That's why I love without ownership. I love without control. I have unconditional love. So you treat me like trash. I don't care. My love is not conditioned upon how you treat me. It's based upon how I feel about you. So you say, Brother Will, you're a dog. You're worthless, no good for that piece of us. Okay, no problem. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. See, I don't do what other people do. This emotional up and down, I used to be on this emotional roller coaster. My life sucked. Because if I won the lottery and I had money in my pocket, hey, I was good. But if I had a lot of bills and they just repoed my car, I was suicidal. And I came damn close a few times because I was in this emotional state. That's why I had to get out. Because I realized that I was going to hurt somebody or somebody was going to hurt me. Because I was an angry little dude and I was getting angrier. So I had to be still. And the moment I stopped being emotional and I got out of this emotional wreck and I started to do and develop a system called emotional management, which I have inside of my life management system that I teach everybody else. I started teaching this to my children. So my son called me in the middle of the night a couple of days ago saying, Dad, now me and my son, I love my son, B. Jola. He's a good kid, but he's like me. Head hard as a damn brick. But he gets it from me. And I get it from my father. I can go to Richmond right now, see my dad, tell him, hey, Dad, you know you shouldn't take all the pills. Boy, the doctor told me to take them pills. Boy, I'm going to take them. Head hard as a brick. He don't listen. So I don't listen. Now I got a son that don't listen. But my son called me and he said, Dad, he was crying. I want to thank you for beating the snot out of me when I was a kid and for raising me the way that you did. And I said, really, BJ? He's like, yeah, Dad, I love you, man. I want to thank you for being my father because you gave me mental toughness. He was in a hotel room in a whole nother state with something that happened, and he called me. And it was something that he could have either went to jail or he could have called me. And he decided to call me. And I thank God that I got a relationship that I don't got with my son. Me and my son don't really have a relationship. We're not close like that. But I taught my son one thing, mental toughness. I taught my son, when the shit hits the fan, your knees hit the floor. That's what I taught my son, because that's what my mama taught me. That's what I'm trying to teach you today. I could sit here and wax eloquently for another hour, talk some smooth words, but let me bring this to a close. Let me make sure you understand the importance of being still. See, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today. You got a lot of distractions, a lot of people pulling on your time, a lot of people putting on your energy. You got your job, you got your children, you got family, you got your house, you got your new car you got to take care of. You know, you got to worry about your 401k, your retirement, you got your health, you got all of this stuff, man. Turn all that off. At least for 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes a week. You got to disconnect, brothers and sisters. You got to have a way to disconnect. Everybody talk about coping mechanisms. Nah, this ain't no coping mechanism. I ain't talking about going to the gym. I ain't talking about going for no walk. Yeah, that's okay. That helps you cope. But it don't get you out. I'm not talking about coping with stress. I'm talking about removing it out of your life. See, I don't have no stress. I know that there are choices and decisions that I could have made that would have resulted in a better quality of life for me and my family, and I didn't make those choices. I failed. If I stayed my black ass in the military, I'd have retired at 38. I made a choice. Nobody put no gun to my head. I made a choice. I got out of the military, and I went into law enforcement. I didn't like it. I went through corrections. I didn't like it. I went into insurance. I didn't like it. I went into security, you know, all types of security, different levels of security. And I just didn't like standing out in no damn sight, you know, waiting for something to happen that never happened. And if I fell asleep, I was going to get fired. So then I got into supervisors. I got into prevention. I got into all of this stuff. No matter what I did, destination after destination, then I changed. Okay, divorced my first wife, got another one. You know, went from female to female, went from car to car, went from job to job, went from business to business. Nothing filled that hole. Vanities are vanities. Life was all vanities. It wasn't until I stopped and I asked myself one question. This is a question that I want you to ask yourself. This is not a question that you ask anybody else. This is a question you ask yourself. You see, brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, the name that's in a lot of the ancient text, this word called agathon, which means benevolent. Benevolent is not oxytocin. It has nothing to do with oxytocin. It has nothing to do with your body. It has nothing, but benevolence is like, it's really rare. On earth, if somebody be nice to you, you be nice to them. If somebody don't be nice to you, you don't be nice to them. Is that not everybody's theology? Yeah, that's what I thought. I saw this demonstrated by my mother when I was a little kid. That's why, when I was a kid, I really didn't like my mother. Because I thought my mother let people take advantage of her. That's just showing you how young, dumb, and stupid I was. I didn't know people come over to my mother's house. My mother could sew, she could cook, she was a seamstress, she did all of this stuff, and she just did stuff, and then people would pay her. And some people wouldn't pay her. And my mother would be, oh, don't worry about it. And I'd be like, no, we need that money because I'm hungry. But my mother didn't. She wasn't in it for the money. She was in it for the people. I don't know if you really can wrap your brain around that statement, because it's taken me damn near 60 years to understand it. So let me say it again. You can do a lot of stuff, man. That's cool. But if you don't have the ability to express goodwill and kind feelings toward people that don't like you. It's easy to do it toward people that do like you. But it's very hard to have the word benevolent. Bene means to benefit. Nevolent means will. If your will, man, your intentions is not to benefit somebody else, regardless of how they say or how they treat you. Now, that's hard, man. I'm not going to sit up and tell you that that's because if somebody does something to one of my kids, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be very hard for me to wish you well. I pray to God I'm not in that. I don't have to experience that, man. I don't want to be in that situation. But that's the goal. At the end of the day, when we talk about being still, the only way for you to know God is to stop vibrating. Stop reacting to what is done to you. Whatever you react to, you enact. My goal is to get to the point where I was like my mother. I don't remember too many things. But the few things I do remember was she was benevolent. She had goodwill and good wishes, even though she wasn't in a position to help or do anything physically. Her mental state was still. The word agathon, as I talked about in the last show, means a mental state that is absolute, is what I call a single standing column of waveform energy that used to be dual, now it's one. The ability to take your three brains and make them collapse into one brain that is benevolent. That simply means that I wish everybody wealth, health, wisdom, and happiness are great relationships. And as God is my witness, there's not a soul on this earth that I don't wish that towards. I don't have no enemies. Now, people may not like me, but I love everybody. Now, I used to could not say that. I can say that today. Hell is when your brain can't turn off because you're thinking about all the things that was done wrong to you instead of all the things that were done right. I spend my time every day, all day, thinking about all the things that has been done right and all the blessings that God has bestowed upon me and my family, my friends, and the members of the life management system. The whole purpose of my system is to help people maintain that disposition, because there is a thought that wants you to focus on the things that was done wrong to you. And the members that's a part of my life management team, y'all know, because this is what we talk about every day during our one-on-ones, because people come and tell me to say, but Will, you don't understand. Brother Will, you don't understand. Brother Will, you don't understand. No, I understand. I came from a dark place too, and I'm not going back. And the way that I make sure that I don't go back is by focusing all of my thoughts on the things and on the people that have done right by me and done right to me, the people that love me. I only think about people that I know love me. And there's a lot of people that love me. Despite all the things I've done wrong to them, they still love me, man. There's people that God sent into my life that love me unconditionally. I only hang out with, and I talk, and I text, and I email those people because they got love for me. I can feel it, and I got love for them. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you be still. You be still by maintaining a mental disposition of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. We'll see you at the top. God bless. Yo. What'd you say, baby? I made tears on that one, that was it. Oh, yeah. But did the sound okay? But did you make juice of the jamba this morning? No, I was wondering if you, because I didn't see you drinking on.
Yeah, I have a couple
of
hours. What? Well, it was raining.
I know. I looked out the window and I saw that tick, tick, tick. I was like, what? These little drops, because I was like, that's snow? And I was like, no,
nope.
Yeah, because
I looked on the roof and it was like all ice everywhere.
And this was little ones. Yeah, when you look outside on the ground, you see little pieces of ice. Little balls of ice.